For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. The holidays can be a double-edged sword. They are certainly a time of joy and togetherness with family and friends, but they're also a time of stress. This stress has a new accelerator this year in the form of the COVID pandemic. USC nursing professor Dr. Sue Heine said COVID worries can add to the already high stress of the holidays, especially if one is trying to safely have family festivities.
How do I entertain if I'm the host or the hostess? How do I entertain safely? To do that, there are extra things that have to be done. And then worrying about who's coming that might be at risk. That could be anyone with an autoimmune disorder, an older family member, maybe grandma or grandpa or Aunt Lucy or whoever. So I think it just hits us from so many directions.
Because this phenomenon is so new, a term such as COVID stress would not be common yet. But Heine said,
you've definitely got stress that emanates from the threat of COVID, from knowing that people have died of COVID, from being worried about getting it yourself. And the CDC certainly recognizes that even if you're in a hot spot, the strong emotions can be activated.
USC psychologist Dr. Cheryl Armstead has what she calls the RERE holiday stress formula. It includes respecting the risks of travel and gatherings, as well as the benefits of mask wearing and social distancing. She said a lot of holiday stress is based on shouldas, wouldas, and couldas.
What we should be doing for the holidays, what we would be doing for the holidays if COVID hadn't hit, and what we could do for the holidays in the wake of COVID. And reevaluating and rewinding means that you mindfully focus on what are some of the things that are negotiable.
Armstead said to avoid COVID and its stress, people should rethink big gatherings this year, but to make clear the love and respect for others that is behind their decisions.
One of the things that I hear people talk about is grandma is getting on in her years and she might not be here for another Christmas. Well, if you want to ensure that grandma's not going to be here for another Christmas, have a large gathering, don't wear a mask, don't hand wash, don't social distance, and don't do the COVID quarantine before your holiday visit. That makes it more likely that she won't be there.
So what can people do to deal with COVID stress? Heine gave some simple but time-tested advice.
I always tell people to get out and walk or do some form of exercise. That is the best way to get the body to metabolize the adrenaline. That is one of those first hormones that starts flipping out. And walking in nature is even better. So get out and take a walk or walk in place, do some exercises, do something that will use up energy.
Heine said connection to people is critical to dealing with stress, especially since COVID has kept many people apart.
The physical isolation is bad enough, but the social isolation and the lack of social connection is really damaging. And so figuring out some ways to keep socially connected is really important.
Armstead added that virtual gatherings and other uses of technology can even lead to new traditions for keeping up with family and friends at remote distances. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.